This month, the Versant Power Planetarium's Friday night programming honors the cultures who first looked up and dreamed about our place in the cosmos. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7, everyone sees something a little bit different in the stars, but we all share one sky.
This is basically four cultural suites, if you will, that take a look at the sky in a variety of ways. So we feature a classic Greek story, also a Japanese story, a Hindu one, and a Navajo Nation one. And basically looking at how people have used the sky over time for timekeeping, navigation, hunting, fishing, and a variety of other options.
That's every Friday night in August at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information at astro.umaine.edu. This month's children's programming at the Versant Power Astronomy Center has gone to the dogs. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7, every Sunday at 2, kids get blast off with Tycho, a dog who doesn't just howl at the moon, he finds a way to go there.
You join Tycho, his dog, and his two human companions. You have a chance to use a special doghouse, travel to the moon, explore lunar gravity, and of course, a little bit about why you have to have a spacesuit and all things moon in general.
That's Tycho to the Moon, Sunday afternoons at 2, especially for kids ages 3 to 8. And, of course, the Planetarium's children's matinees continue Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. each day. Programs change daily. Tickets and information about all the Astronomy Center's programming at astro.umaine.edu. This month's music program at the Versant Power Planetarium is a real dream. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 the 4 p.m. Sunday music show features the music of David Bowie.
Our music program this month is David Bowie Dreams, which features a variety of his classic hits set to some stunning dome visuals.
That's Sunday afternoons from 4 to 5 p.m. in the air-conditioned Versant Power Planetarium. And, of course, there's lots going on for kids as well.
This is our final month for matinees at 2 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have a whole variety of titles, everything from Worlds of Ice and Cosmic Recipe to Dream to Fly, Mars, The Ultimate Voyage, Black Holes, and a whole variety of others. So do check out those matinees as well.
Tickets and information at astro.umaine.edu. August plays host to one of the year's premier meteor showers, the Perseids, showing off about 150 meteors per hour at peak. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 when and how to watch for those shooting stars.
This upcoming weekend, on the 12th or so, is the Perseid meteor shower. So sort of the morning of the 11th, morning of the 12th are the two best days. And the Perseid is one of the most active meteor showers, 50 to 60 meteors an hour at the peak. Typically, you want to be looking sort of between around midnight and sunrise for those, with the best time being around 2 a.m. each day.
Hoping for clear skies.